جميعا عمو لطاعات. An American trainer who's a specialist in doubling the wealth of the people. So basically, the trainees who come to attend his courses, they are the multimillionaires who would like to double their wealth. He was in a training course. In a training course, he was telling them the following story. He said, once in one of my courses, I was approached by one of the trainees, and this story happened around 22 years ago, 1996-97. He said, this person who was attending my course, he said, I want you to spread my story for the people. I am someone who owns $500 million, not me, him. Okay? I'm just quoting you, okay? $500 million. 22 years ago, which means in our day value, as if he's owning $2 billion now. He said, never ever in my life I felt happy. So I thought I might be able to be happy if I collected things, buying things from here and there. So I bought anything you can imagine. I have a boat, I have a nice car, I have the best villa I have, but no happiness. Then it came to my mind, maybe I would be happy if I collect and buy the special things, not anything, just the special things. I did it. I did not feel happy. Then it came to my mind, maybe I have to own things that no one on earth owns except myself. It's something like, hello, the factory of Ferrari or Mercedes, I want a special car with XYZ, just one of its own, unique car. Just, and I'm the only one who owns it. No happiness. He said, while I was in this miserable status, miserable situation, a friend of mine, another multimillionaire, phoned me. He said, look, you are going to Bosnia. You know the war in Bosnia? When the Serbs, they genocide Muslims there? So a group of good, nice people from America, they put the target to go to help those people who lost their, you know, legs in a specific, to give them wheelchairs. Okay, it's not a matter of the value of the money, but the condition that every multimillionaire must come with the wheelchairs by himself to hand and to give the wheelchairs for the needy people by himself. This was the condition for this group. It's not the money, it is to do it by himself. He said, okay, I went with him because simply I was doing nothing. I just, you know, I'm fed up from everything in this world of life. We went there, my turn came. They asked me to get one of the wheelchairs to Bosnian Muslim young boy, he was 11 years old. He said, look, try to imagine now, I always try to act exactly. He said, I went to him, he lost completely his legs. So basically what's remained from his body is less than 45%, which is just from here to here. So he said, I holded him, which is maybe less than 25 kilograms. I put him on the wheelchair, which is his now, it's my gift to him. Then I wanted to leave, I said, I felt that my leg is stuck. I looked and I noticed that the boy is holding my leg with his both hands like this and he's speaking in Bosnian language. I could not understand. I asked the translator to come. And here I finish and I quote and then I finish. He said, what is he saying? He said, he's telling you, please stay for a moment. I want to memorize your face. Because when I die and go to the Jannah, I want to ask Allah to let you be from the people of the Jannah for this gift that you've given me. Now the multimillionaire American, he said, at this specific moment, the first time in my life, I felt happy. Then I realized that happiness comes when I give, not when I have. Not when I own, it's when I give. قَالْ أَلْعَطَى سِرُّ السَّعَادَةِ فِي الْعَطَى. If you want to be happy, look how much you give, not how much you take or earn or bring to yourself. And by the way, this is one of the amazing secrets of our life that Allah has created and built in our system. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let all of you be from those people, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ah, okay. Jazakumullah khair. Many people that keep asking about the...